The Gospel of Mark, Chapter 2. Jesus forgives and cures a paralytic. After some days, Jesus returned to Capernaum. As the news spread that he was in the house, so many people gathered that there was no longer room even outside the door. While Jesus was preaching the word to them, some people brought to him a paralyzed man. The four men who carried him couldn't get near Jesus because of the crowd, so they opened the roof above the room where Jesus was, and through the hole lowered the man on his mat. When Jesus saw the faith of these people, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law who were sitting there wondered within themselves, "How can he speak like this, insulting God? Who can forgive sins except God?" At once Jesus knew in his spirit what they were thinking, and asked, "Why do you wonder? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your mat, and walk'? But now you shall know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take up your mat, and go home." The man rose, and in the sight of all those people, he took up his mat and went out. All of them were astonished and praised God, saying, "Never have we seen anything like this." The Call of Levi. When Jesus went out again beside the lake, a crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he walked along, he saw a tax collector sitting in his office. This was Levi, the son of Alphaeus. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And Levi got up and followed him. And it so happened that when Jesus was eating in Levi's house, tax collectors and sinners sat with him and his disciples. There were a lot of them, and they used to follow Jesus. But Pharisees, men educated in the law, when they saw Jesus eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to the disciples, "Why does your master eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard them and answered, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." New wine, new skin. One day, when the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist were fasting, some people asked Jesus, "Why is it that both the Pharisees and the disciples of John fast, but yours do not?" Jesus answered, "How can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. No one sews a piece of new cloth on an old coat, because the new patch will shrink and tear away from the old cloth, making a worse tear. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the skins, and then both the wine and the skins would be lost. But new wine, new skins." One Sabbath, he was walking through grain fields. As his disciples walked along with him, they began to pick the heads of grain and crush them in their hands. Then the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Look, they are doing what is forbidden on the Sabbath." And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did in his time of need, when he and his men were very hungry? He went into the house of God, when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of offering, which only the priests are allowed to eat. And he also gave some to the men who were with him. Then Jesus said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is master even of the Sabbath."